Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, you can take control here via the phones. You can also, of course, visit us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours free, freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk first to George, TSA George, in Washington, D.C. You're on the amp line. Hello, George.
Hey, Ian. First off, I just want to say that one juror that thought the cop was justified, I'm pretty sure he's corrupt. He's bought off.
Right there. You're talking about the cop, just for those just tuning in, you're talking about the cop that shot a man in Seattle on the open day, you know, right in the middle of the day on the street in downtown Seattle, shot him for basically not responding to his commands, not even hearing him when he told him to put a knife down, even though no one was being threatened, no one was afraid except for the cop. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling it out. He's corrupt. Anyway, get this. Just the other day, as I got involved in one of those, those passengers, so they don't touch my junk thing. I got pulled off by my supervisor to do a private screening. With an individual, like me and one of my other coworkers. Mm-hmm. And when we got to the booth, he was like, when my coworker explained the thing, I was just there as a witness to cover our butts. Mm-hmm. And when the guy explained the procedure, the passenger said, okay, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested. Mm-hmm. We first tried to placate him, walk him through, and he's like, okay. But then when we were about to get to the buttocks area again, we explained what we were going to do, back of the hands, it says, all right, once again, though, if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested. At that point, we go, okay, better have the supervisor handle this. That's what I told him, look, this would be, we're not paid enough to put up with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to put a drama, that is, I'm being very, respectful. But anyway, when the supervisor went in there, it was just him and a passenger by himself, and apparently the passenger elbowed the supervisor right in the eye.
Wow.
Yeah, just went, and apparently, cops were called and all that, but because the private screening area does not have a camera, the cops are like, told the TSA, look, we can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the guy hit you.
So, wow, I'm amazed at that.
They had to let the passenger go.
That's incredible. Amazed.
Yeah. I know. And I was like, part of me wanted to pretty much give the guy advice, like, if you're going to do this kind of thing, better off to do it at Manchester Airport, where you got a whole bunch of, people who feel the same way you do to back you up.
So, this really just goes to show that the TSA agents don't have the same kind of privilege as cops. I mean, if you had tried that with a cop, if you'd elbowed a cop in the eye, you wouldn't have gotten away
with it. You'd
be
lucky if you walk out of that room under your own power.
Exactly.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that story, George.
Anyway, I also had an annual proficiency exam today.
What kind of proficiency?
It's one of those things where they measure how well you follow the rule book,
on
all the procedures. Mm-hmm. You demonstrate, all the procedures to a tester guide at the office building across from the terminal, and they pretty much grade you on that. So naturally, it's like, a lot of us don't actually like to go all the way up on the inner thigh thing to test the junk. We just don't like to do it.
Who's dying to do that crap?
Huh?
Who is dying to do that,
Exactly, so, yeah, many of us kind of, tend to stop short of that, because we just don't like, okay, no way.
So how did that affect your assessment?
Oh, no, basically, in my case, it's like, look, if this guy wants the rule book thing, I'm going to go whole hog. I made him show me his OFIT, and I practically got slapped with Megan's Law almost.
You made him show you his what?
O-face.
Oh, thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue here with Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Jim in Illinois. Going once. Jim in Illinois. Yeah,
you there?
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's sometimes the phone system is a little bit of a pause between when you guys introduce the person and you get the little fuzzy on our side here, but... hey, I wanted to bring up something that Scott the Bigot said yesterday.
Yeah.
He was talking about basically how he was offended by, he's offended by everything, but how he was offended by the fact that there's a Black History Month, there's no White History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree with him that I'm offended with Black History Month too, but not for the reason, not for the same reason he's offended by it.
Why is that?
Well, for example, a long time ago I used to go to this church, and there was a Black family in this church. And this family was so conservative, they made Rush Limbaugh look like Ted Kennedy. They did not fit the stereotype at all. And they were originally from Haiti. They came up here. They saw the evils that the government down there do. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a Republican or a conservative or anything, but, you know, given their experience, they saw an alternative. They were not the stereotypical, you know, Black family. And the problem I have with Black History Month is the fact that it's lumping all of the Blacks in together instead of their, instead of celebrating their individual heritages. Like, some people come from Haiti, see things one way. Some people come from Africa, see things one way. Some people, there might be Black people that come from let's say London, England, for all we know, that see things one way. And the fact that we have a history month should be offensive, because it's bringing everybody together into a collective instead of celebrating the individualness, the individual identities of the people.
It's an interesting point.
You know, I don't disagree with the point the way you're making it. I think that it's you know, it's good to learn things about different cultures, and that's a good thing. But, you know, as a result of Black History Month, I ended up learning about, you know, many of the famous Black folks that are out there, Sojourner Truth, W.E.B. Du Bois. And I think that these people were revolutionary radicals in their time, in the sense that, you know, they wanted freedom for themselves. And I think that there's a lot to be learned from them. So I tend to, you know, I get what you're saying. Nothing's fair and equal. But, you know, there's so much to be learned from these people that I tend to like it.
Well, you know, that's definitely a good point, too. But it does seem that there's only certain aspects of the culture or the movement or, you know, what have you, that do seem to be emphasized. And I think there should be a little bit more of a decentralization, if you will. There's no White History Month. I like your point you made yesterday with Scott, where you asked him to name a Chinese ruler, and then you asked him to name a king of England, and you're proving the point that every day is White History Month.
Mm-hmm. It's like people that would complain that there's a Black entertainment television and there's no White entertainment television. Well, look at all the other 150 channels.
Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, I'm still thinking that's they're trying to homogenize, and that's what the culture tries to do, is to homogenize, is to lump people into groups. And you do raise a good point there, Mark, but I do see it in the other perspective as well. I mean, it is a two-way street.
Well, I do think I see the point that you're saying, is that you know, they pull the teeth out of in while they do this process of teaching people about Black History Month, they do such a poor job of teaching people that they yank the teeth out of these people that, you know, that laid down their lives for more liberty for people that are just like us. So, you know, I get that point. It's in the sort of the same way as having the government school system teach the Constitution. It's laughable, but it's all you got. I'm against all kinds of government education, and generally Black History Month is pushed by, at least in my experience, has been pushed by government agencies. I'm certain that there must be groups out there that private groups that push it, and hopefully they do a better job.
Jim, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, a little bit of internet news with the federal government seizing thousands of domain names, barely on accident. Mark, you're going to tell us that story. And then apparently Anonymous has struck back again. We're going to give you some more information on what they've done to a security firm that had teamed up or was going to team up with the federal government. They got spanked. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. Plus, the cop's been paid not to work for 7 years. That's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. You think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We invite you to get some news updates. You can find out what's going on with the show when it happens. If you're on the news updates list, you can follow it via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for free. That's news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Segal knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. Segal, CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue here, give you some Internet news in a moment with the federal government shutting down and seizing a bunch of websites. But first, to your phone calls. Adam is in New Hampshire on the Amp Lines. Hello, Adam.
Adam? Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I'm a relatively new mover with the Free State Project. I was just calling to inform the listeners tonight that we have a campaign going to potentially bring a ton of publicity to the Free State Project by getting the Free State Project onto a real NASCAR vehicle. And, I mean, normally that would cost at least tens of thousands of dollars,
yeah.
But Toyota has had this competition for a couple of years now where they allow fans to go and design their own paint scheme, and then through a series of voting and judging steps, they narrow it down to one paint scheme, and the grand prize winner gets their design on a real Sprint Cup car that gets showcased at one race.
Wow.
So I went in and I designed a paint scheme with a Free State project theme. I used the Gadsden porcupine graphic that a lot of people know of.
Right, it's the porcupine, cute little porcupine that says, "Don't tread on me." There are flags that the
right.
Free State Project sells that have the same logo. So you put that on the hood of the car, right?
Right, I did, and I added a couple other that liberty-minded people might recognize, but the design was approved for competition. We started kind of a blitz on social media yesterday to get people to vote for it, and I'm happy to say right now we're in second place.
Wow.
Overall out of over 2,500 entries. So
that's incredible. Now, how can people go and vote on this thing?
Yeah, if you could just get some of the listeners here to vote, I guess we'll knock you right into number one pretty quick.
Maybe,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, we can do much better because right now we've only got about 400 votes, and mm-hmm. we need about 400 more to get into the lead, and surely the Liberty Movement can provide that for us. But the way you do it is you go to FSPNASCAR.com.
FSP is in the Free State Project.
Website.
That's FSPNASCAR.com.
Yep. I set up a website that forwards directly to the Toyota voting page for mm-hmm. the paint scheme. You go there. It literally takes two clicks, one click to get to the website, one click to vote. There's no registration.
Yeah.
There's no gimmick. I'm not making any money off of this. It's very easy.
It is really easy. I'd like to point out I did it today and yesterday, so
yep.
I voted twice, and it was extraordinarily easy.
And you could vote every 24
hours. Whether you voted or not every day.
Yeah, vote every 24 hours.
And when does this contest end?
So the way it works is once you've got your design in, you have a 15-day window to get as many votes as possible, and they'll continue allowing new designs through the end of March, and then at the beginning of April, they will extend the field down to 10 finalists.
Mm. And so then they'll reset the votes and they'll start all over?
Exactly. And it's not just the votes that get you there. There's also a judging step, so it's very important that we get as many votes as possible. My goal is to keep us in the top five up until that point so that we have a really
That's
good
great.
Chance of making it into the top 10, because once we make it into the top 10, the expectation is that Toyota is really going to ratchet up the advertising for this competition then, and then we're going to start seeing a lot of people seeing the Free State Project for
right,
the first
then,
time.
Right, because then if they're promoting the competition and the Free State Project mm-hmm. is in the final, you know, one of the final options, then that means everybody that comes to vote in this is going to be looking through these different options. They're going to see the Free State Project ad. So that alone, I mean, even if it never made it past that point, probably still worth the effort here. And as you point out, it's not a lot of effort at all. You just go to FSPNASCAR.com and you click the big vote button in the bottom right.
And I like that color
exactly.
scheme, that yellow and black.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, you did a good job, man. And let us know. Will you check back in with us and let us know what happens with the second round or the final round?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a great way to potentially get a lot of people to see the Free State Project, a great way, a fun way potentially for the Liberty Movement to kind of flex its muscle. So I hope everybody will go to fspnascar.com and vote, and then follow the action at facebook.com/fspnascar.
Very cool, Adam. And thanks in advance for keeping us in the loop on that and for bringing that up tonight, because it's a pretty neat idea. And it's also a great example. Thanks for the call. It's also a great example of some of the activists that we have in this movement. I mean, how cool. This guy took it on his own. Yeah, he took it on his own volition. Well, you're not a NASCAR fan, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he is or not, but somehow he found out about this, and he decided this would be a cool opportunity to promote the Free State Project because, well, there's more than just activism that's going on in New Hampshire. Part of the Free State Project, you know, the main part is to advertise it to people outside of New Hampshire. We need people from around the world and around the country to come here and get active for liberty. And so once you've moved from the place, once you come, then that means that you're limited on the amount of things you can do to help bring new people here. So if you haven't moved to New Hampshire yet as part of the Free State Project, there's more that you can do to spread the ideas.
There's a lot of opportunity to get more people to sign up.
But this is a great example of how he, from within New Hampshire, he who has already made a move, was able to make a good thing here to get the word of the Free State Project out even after he's already moved. So very cool. FSPNASCAR.com. As we continue here taking your calls, Anon calling from Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
That guy, the caller before me, if you want to vote multiple times in a row, it's just tracking your IP address. So just reset your router, or if you have a dynamic IP address, just
well, that would be cheating, and I wouldn't advise. Just
go.
If
you just go vote every day, then you're doing more than most people are.
I think some people are perhaps doing that already. I'm not, but thank you for that information. Of course,
yeah, I wouldn't recommend cheating. I mean, it's a little dishonest. But go ahead with your thoughts. What else was on your mind tonight?
I'm a member of a certain website that hosts members of the anonymous group largely on our website. I was going to let you guys know there's a lot of points of contact between what you guys believe and kind of what Anonymous is working for.
Oh, I suspect that's true.
Yeah, we're going to do a story about the H.B. Gary situation here in a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah. The website that I go to is, it's pretty open to people who want to post whatever, and so, you have a large group of libertarians on there that spout their ideas, and I think that really shows in the movement.
Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, if you want to tell us more, we can hang on to you here, bring you back in a moment. Anon, listening in Alabama, member of the Anonymous group, allegedly, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. The site is freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo and show that they're listeners of Free Talk Live. Also, validated videos qualify as well. You can go and see what that all means. Become a lady, become a Shriner if you are a lady listener at shrine.freetalklive.com. And this June 20th through the 26th, it's the biggest freedom-oriented event of 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Free State Project is putting it on, as they do every year, and it's got something for everyone, and you can be a part of it, from live music to games, to vendors that you won't find anywhere else. Porkfest has got it all. Now, early bird registration is available for $25 for just the whole week, but you can save 20% by using our coupon code FREETALKLIVE, which is all run together as one word. So use the code FREETALKLIVE at porkfest.com. Save 20% on your registration or any t-shirts or flags or other stuff that you might want to order as well at the same time. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I'm pretty excited because it's always a good time.
Very good time.
So let's continue here. I think Anon is still with us, calling from Alabama. Apparently a member of the group Anonymous. And Anon, are you with us there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you were talking about, I guess, one of the websites, or I guess you're involved in hosting sites for some members of Anonymous?
No, man. Anonymous largely operates on anonymous message boards. That's the name. You know, that kind of gave rise to the name Anonymous.
Right. Like 4chan?
Yeah. Gotcha. I didn't know whether to mention the rule. Like 4chan or ebombtheworld.com, one of those sites. But,
and these are places where people can go and can post pretty much anything within a certain spectrum. And there's really, I guess, there's probably some way to find out what their IP address is, but there's no logins or anything like that.
No logins, no archiving of message board activity. So once something is gone, it's gone forever. The advantage of this, of course, is that it leads to a lot of free discussion because people are able to say what's on their minds without worrying about having an identity branded upon them. You know, that leads to people holding back what they really think due to societal pressure, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure. It does, certainly.
And, you know, a large part of what Anonymous is fighting for is not just, like, angry kids striking out at credit card companies or anything like that. It's the whole culture of how they're ruining liberty on the internet. I mean, Facebook is just a symptom of the disease. You know, a lot of people will be angry at Mark Zuckerberg, but I mean, really the truth is that, you know, we just see that a lot of people are a lot of corporations are taking up large sections of the internet and just making it so corporatized and clean and boring.
Right. Register for this and give me some information for that and pay me for that. Yeah, it's definitely the idea that the free internet that once was, where people could create things and pretty much do whatever they wanted, is definitely starting to decline as more and more corporations start making these huge website conglomerates and start taking over various aspects of the internet. And then, of course, you have that whole where they charge more for better service or for more of a throughput, mm-hmm. Where they're starting to do the more tiered charging, and then the mobile, you know, the different levels of traffic that you can get.
I haven't seen that happen beyond just like having a turbo tier or something like that.
Right.
Which
look,
you know,
Canada.
Yeah.
Canada's new internet law. They only have one provider for the internet, pretty much.
Really?
And that guy's the company is jacking up prices.
Mm.
They have no one else to turn to. Not only that, they're charging for tiered internet access. That's the current plan.
Wow. Is it government operated or is it like a government granted monopoly?
Government granted monopoly.
Wow, that's outrageous.
Well, I mean, but yeah, look at this way. If you go over like 5 gigabytes a month, they're going to charge you like $40 as long as you stay under 5. But they'll give a discount for bandwidth usage for companies and websites or that offer a point of view that they agree with. You know, that's what's really worrisome.
Hmm.
That they're going to take what was once the area for really great discussion and channel it down to where it's just Huffington Post and Politico and garbage like that, you know?
Well, I think they feel the need to. The success of the internet and the blogs of putting out different opinions and different ideas and different perspectives has led to a lot more free thinking, and that is, free thinking is the antithesis of government. Government is one sort of ideology, one form of thought, where everybody agrees on the same thing and we're all put in the same shoe. And that's not how human beings should be. That's
right.
That's
government. The last thing government wants is critical thinking. The last thing that any big corporation wants is critical thinking, because you know they're very powerful in this world the way it is. Critical thinking would require steps and improvement and into a new world. They don't want that.
And God knows there's one thing the government does not want to do. It's to make substantial changes the populace calls for. I mean, let's not, to give the internet credit, look at the success it's had in Tunisia,
yes,
in Libya, in Iran. These things would not have been possible without the internet. Governments were able for a while to crack down on dissenters because it took a while to mobilize. You know, you were able to infiltrate groups. When you start a Facebook anonymous group, you know, they lose a lot of their power over people.
Certainly. The effect that the social media has had in Tunisia and Egypt has, I think, largely attributed to their success.
Wait a minute. Weren't you just attacking Facebook a moment ago?
Well,
Facebook is good. No, mass communication is the good part. The bad part is labeling people's views inside of the communication. That may not make a lot of sense. I'm saying that people shouldn't be tied to the statements they make 100% like they are in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we do that, these people couldn't have organized like they did on these social media groups, right? If it was like, you know, John Smith, due to his internet login, says this, then no matter what he says, we still know who did it. You know what I mean? They were still largely anonymous. They were getting on Facebook using proxies and fake names, which is just another form of anonymity.
Hmm. Yep.
So what's next for anonymous? I mean, how well-connected is this group? How many thousands of people are involved? I mean, is there any way to have any sort of finger on that information?
Not really. I mean, if it does, it pops up on certain boards. I don't know if you remember the Scientology raids a few years back.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
It's good stuff.
That was a great moment of real life activism stemming from Anonymous. But we're you never know. I don't know. You know, I mean, that's the whole point of being anonymous.
Is there like one primary location where people go? I mean, obviously, there's probably a lot of decentralization, but
4chan.
4chan.
I mean, Yeah, fortunately. I mean, but I wouldn't recommend that just to all of your listeners.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, 4chan has the best and worst of the internet.
Sure,
it has the greatest comedy and the most tragedy. It is.
I've been a 4chan user for 5 years now, and unless they are calloused and desensitized people, I would not want to do that.
No.
Having to do it that way.
No.
Right. You're
it's gotten
to
better. About
anything over there.
About, I don't know how many years ago I was looking at it. It was just shocking. Some of the things that you would see there. And you know, honestly though, a lot of the great internet memes and ideas and comedy has started from 4chan and the image boards and e-bomb world.
You have to go through a lot of garbage to get there though.
Anonymous users, oh god yes. Anonymous users who contributed their intellectual property in a free effort.
Yep.
Started internet memes, right? Pretty much. I mean, but no one got credit for that. You know, the cat pictures on the internet that started at 4chan.
Yep.
Hey, Anon, thanks for checking in with us tonight, and feel free to keep us in the loop from kind of the inside as to what's going on. It's interesting. I think you're the first person to call who's actually claimed membership, if there even is such a thing. And I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231.
Well, I think there's I kind of like the anonymity. I like the idea that people aren't labeled as being a part of this group or that group. But I will say that there are several individuals within the New Hampshire Liberty community who are very good at technology and are very supportive of Anonymous. So that's about all I really need to say.
Yeah, there's all kinds of techno geeks here in this movement, the Liberty movement. And the reason is because, well, the Free State Project started on the internet, so it kind of was already in that realm. And then also people that are of the technical persuasion, it's easy for them to kind of move around. A lot of them, they've got mobility for their careers.
Certainly.
You can work remotely. Telecommute. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. In fact, more about Anonymous coming up here in a little bit. Of course, we're going to take your calls first about whatever's on your mind. But, JJ, you're going to fill us in regarding what they did to one security firm that was looking to team up with the federal government. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. And we've got a lot of different stuff there. In fact, if you want to help support the show, you like the fact that the website's free, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. Remember, the website, we give it away. So this is above and beyond that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live, say, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board through Internet advertising, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, Visa, MasterCard over there at amp.freetalklive.com. And apologies, there are some technical difficulties with our broadband stream tonight. You can still, of course, listen through our cam. The webcam has the show at all times. And freetalklive.com actually has our own streams as well. So it's the LRN.FM mainstream that is apparently going under some maintenance, unfortunately, during primetime listening hours. What can we do? So we're going to continue here. Take your phone calls about anything. Michael is listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Michael.
Hi. Gentlemen, I have a suggestion. There are 1,600 talk radio stations in America. Thomas Jefferson, if he were alive today, wouldn't be listening to entertainment radio or television of any kind. He would be listening to programs like Free Talk Live.
And I
believe that we need to encourage the listenership here to really go on a fast from any entertainment whatsoever.
Well, now, wait a minute. I would hope that Free Talk Live is entertaining. I mean, one of the things we want to do is entertain people long enough to where they'll be able to hold through a commercial break to listen to more.
Well, I think you should probably use another word there, because the American people are overly entertained. That's the reason why they are allowing their country to be ruined by a Congress out of control.
Now, when you say entertainment, just to clarify, are you talking about like the obsession that people have with pop culture and Hollywood and things like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, anything that is not vital information seeking, I would consider entertainment.
Okay, so and, like sports and, as you said, pop culture, TV, pretty much anything on TV.
Exactly. Anything in that nature. Now, if we who understand the seriousness of our national situation don't commit ourselves to blocking out these other intrusions from our thinking, we're not going to be successful. men laid down their lives to create this country, and we're not going to save it without laying down their lives.
Well, I don't know if we have to lay down our lives, but I think that you're right in general with what you're saying, with the idea that many Americans are very distracted by what some might call the bread and circuses, that they are, you know, easily drawn in by this kind of a huge realm of pop culture and obsession over celebrity and Hollywood status and all of that stuff, and they kind of live their lives vicariously through the lives of the stars, essentially. And I can definitely see that as a problem.
Yeah, well, I heard even Alex Jones admit to that only a week or so ago. The problem is, even a man as committed to him, to trying to foster change, wants to look for an outlet from intensely thinking about these situations.
I don't know what he said. I obviously wasn't there. I don't listen to his show. But I think that there's something to be said for not being serious all of the time. I mean, you got to take a break.
I definitely see what you're saying, and it's very noble to sort of focus your energies on productive means. As, I mean, just from watching the activists here in New Hampshire and the people who actually are going out challenging laws, getting arrested, and basically doing the hard sacrificial sort of things where you spend time in jail or you spend time dealing with the courts, these people also need a little bit of levity at times, a little bit of the whole work hard, play hard mentality. But I do agree with what you're saying to an extent about spending too much time on the media sources that are distracting people that aren't actually accomplishing anything. I think a little bit of entertainment is great, but too often people are going to see something serious and then quickly turn to something entertaining so they don't have to deal with
it. Forget about it.
Yeah, that cognitive dissonance that goes on in their head. They don't want to deal with that because it takes effort and work.
Too much work, yeah.
Well, Ian, here's how I feel. You know, we want to get you on those 1600 talk radio stations. We need to set you apart from the less purposeful programs that are out there. And I think by your having a message that says no more entertainment media, we set you apart.
I wouldn't make that my message. My message would be is that please be entertained, but at the same time pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't allow that to be your escape from reality.
Right.
Take some effort and make your world better and turn off the TV sometimes.
Clearly, entertainment is working in that it has the ears of the vast majority of people. So I think that a show like ours, the best thing that we can do is be entertaining, so that people are drawn away from those other competing sources of media, and they're drawn to our show because hey everybody, let's have a really crappy time and talk about serious stuff. I don't think that message has much zip to it.
Okay, just as an observer from watching Free Talk Live and listening, obviously I've been a co-host for more than a few shows, but you don't entertain as much as you inform. I think just from my perspective. Certainly a lot of what you're saying and a lot of the news stories have some entertainment value because of some of the novelty. Some of the stories are definitely out there and certainly different. But at the same time, a lot of what you and Mark talk about, Ian, is very informative and it carries a lot of weight.
Right, but there's a difference. Okay, hey,
exactly.
Michael, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, I don't consider it entertainment. It is entertaining. But I don't think we want to use that adjective because it's going to confuse people. It's very entertaining. It's very entertaining. But like the gentleman just said, it is informative. That's the most important thing about it. So I think we set ourselves apart by simply making the statement to the world, no more entertainment media, listen to Free Talk Live. And let's go on a campaign to get at least an hour a week on one of those on each one of those 1,600 talk radio stations.
Well, the good news is the good news. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, and the good news is it is pretty easy for our listeners to do that. We made a resource for them. If you don't, I mean, you're fortunate. You get the show six nights a week there in Norfolk, thanks to the good folks over at WTAR. You could get a third hour. You guys don't get the first of our three weekday hours, so you might want to call up and tell them thanks for airing the show, and then ask for the first hour of the program. But otherwise, you're pretty much in a good way. The rest of the country, they're not getting so much Free Talk Live. We've got 94 stations across the country, and there are a lot of areas where we're just not in there. So
not even close.
Yeah, if you live in those areas, you can go to localfact.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. You get kind of a frequently asked questions about how to contact your local talk station, what's the best way to go about doing that on behalf of Free Talk Live. And you know what? That makes a difference. When somebody calls and appreciates a talk station and tells them, you know, what they think might make some good programming, rather than kind of downing their existing shows and attacking the things they don't like, kind of coming from a more positive perspective, that makes an impression.
Well, we had talked about doing stuff, and you know, in the case of that cop story earlier, a lot of people are afraid to challenge the police. But there's other things you can do. Maybe just getting Free Talk Live on in your neighborhood will activate that one person who will go out and do something.
Sure.
They will hear that message of liberty, and they will do something about it, but they don't know it's there right now. So getting that message out, they're getting the ideas to, you know, permeate through the different people. And
sometimes, and Michael, thank you for the call, but sometimes entertainment can be some of the best ways for people to encounter these ideas. I mean, you look at, like, let's... Obviously, it's not a libertarian opus or anything like that, but look at The Matrix, for instance. You know, the 1999 film by the Wachowski brothers? Anyway, everybody knows The Matrix, right?
Sure.
So, you know, kind of this idea of breaking out of a control structure and being the one. And I thought, you know, The Matrix is a very self-empowering film. And so you can put some really powerful liberty-oriented ideas right smack dab in the middle of entertainment. Now, it might not be knock you over the head, hey, you need to get out of your chair and do something, but putting those ideas out in even subtle ways is very important. So entertainment can be some of the ways to help wake people up.
Or it can get into their mind and let you give that information to them.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But generally, I do agree that Americans, in a large part, many of them are very distracted by things like sports teams and you know, all the other silly nonsense that they're presented with. 1-800-259-9231, hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.